This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, skies are mostly clear with pleasant temperatures. In Jerusalem, it's a perfect day for a walk, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, ideal for an afternoon by the sea. Tonight, expect mild conditions, perfect for a stroll under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu rejects Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, insisting he can stand up to the U.S. president. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour, Israel admits for the first time it will confront the Trump administration on Gaza. Also this hour, Mariv reveals Trump's new message to Iran, preferring economic pressure over military action. Separately, Israel Hayom informs us that after a signing in Mecca, Pakistan states its new alliance with Turkey and Saudi Arabia is not aimed against any country. And finally, Ynet reports that while policy is being debated, Hamas continues its activities, entrenching themselves according to IDF forces on the yellow line. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago that IDF officers in Gaza now require approval before engaging armed terrorists, reflecting a shift to a defensive stance. Yoni McCaney posted earlier today, highlighting that most American aid funds defensive systems for Israel, which have saved countless civilian lives. Ihab Hassan wrote just minutes ago, expressing concerns over recent developments without elaborating further. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan. The prime minister emphasizes Israel's firm stance against any withdrawal from Gaza. This decision underscores the tension between Jerusalem and Washington, affecting future diplomatic relations. Turning to Israel Hayom, political sources admit a growing dispute with the U.S. The disagreement centers on the 15-point document for Gaza, indicating a potential shift in Israel-U.S. relations. This could impact regional stability and future negotiations. Meanwhile, Mariv reports that Trump prefers to exert economic pressure on Iran rather than initiate military action. This strategy comes amidst ongoing negotiations to open the Strait of Hormuz. The approach aims to avoid further escalation in the region. In earlier reporting, Israel Hayom covers the new alliance between Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. The agreement includes a mutual defense clause, but Pakistan assures it is not targeting any specific nation. This development could reshape regional power dynamics. Finally, Ynet highlights ongoing activities by Hamas, despite policy discussions. IDF forces on the yellow line observe that Hamas continues to entrench itself. This poses challenges for Israel's security and complicates peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that WhatsApp is expanding parental controls. Parents can now manage who contacts their children and what groups they join. This move aims to enhance child online safety. Separately, Tech discusses the need for Israeli startups to address climate change. Entrepreneurs are encouraged to tackle big issues like clean energy. This shift is crucial for future sustainability and innovation. And finally, Ynet Business covers KKLJNF's $285 million plan to rebuild northern Israel. The three-year initiative will fund housing, infrastructure, and education. It's a significant investment in regional growth and community development. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.